Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Bashnev third quarter 2012 IFRS financial results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Monday the 19th of November 2012. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Maria Redina. Please go ahead.
Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Bashnev third quarter results conference call. Today we have with us our CEO, Alexander Korsik, our CFO, Alexander Kurich, Vice President for Strategy and Development, Igor Marchenko, and also our Vice President for legal, Kirill Andreychenko. Now I will read a short disclaimer. Certain statements in this presentation may contain assumptions or forecasts with respect to forthcoming events within Bashnev Group. The words expect, estimate, intend, will, could, and similar expressions identify forward-looking statements. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that the actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events or circumstances occurring after the above-mentioned day or to reflect the occurrence of anticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results of Bashnev Group to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, amongst other, the deteriorating economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment, risk associated with operating in Russia, rapid technological and market changes in our industry, as well as many other risks especially. Now I would like to hand over to our CEO, Alexander Korsik, who will update you on the third quarter results.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to talk to you again. I believe you've read our press release about our major results, so I'm not going to dwell upon the numbers. You've seen all of them. What I would like to mention is that in accordance with what our IR people, especially Masha Radina, are thinking, the results are beyond what the vast majority of analysts were expecting. It means that probably you are underestimating a bit what Bashnev is doing, the efficiency of the company. What we have done was done exactly in line with our business plan and in line with the economic conditions which were prevailing during the third quarter. Masha Radina is a little bit nervous because we had a fire alarm 5 minutes ago, so she made a mess of the names of our vice presidents. It's not Alexander Kurich, but CFO is still Alexei Kurich, and Kirill Andreychenko is still vice president for corporate and legal affairs. So don't make any mistakes. Everybody is of the team are here. So about the results, they're exactly in line with our business plan and with the economic conditions, as I have mentioned. I believe if you have any questions about the numbers, we'll be able to answer these questions later on. But before that, I would like to dwell upon what we were doing during the third quarter, some operational results and some tasks we were performing. We continue to grow our production. It will reach something slightly higher than 15 million tons this year and will continue to maintain this production profile, I mean flat production profile for a number of years based on our current knowledge of the company. It could be more, but it's not a promise. It's just what could be expected if we find something else which we don't know yet about Bashkirian oil fields. We continue to work in accordance with our plan on interest and digital fields. Work program, despite all things which were happening to licenses and all the situation around licenses, field development goes exactly with our business plan. We have chosen very experienced service providers. Gazprom Burenia Drilling Company won the tender for the pilot phase of development drilling, which will start later next year. We have chosen Schlumberger and Hughes for as major service providers for the field. We have chosen, I think, the best seismic companies which we have in Russia. It's Bashneft, Bashneftgeofizika, and Narimar Neftegaz to do seismic in our fields, and not only in Treps and Titov, but in the five fields we acquired for exploration late last year and in the beginning of this year in the same region, not far away from Treps and Titov. Except for that, we are in process of finalizing the construction of center which will remotely monitor drilling in Treps and Titov, and it will help us to achieve exactly the results which we're expecting to achieve. We increased our production slightly during the third quarter because we finished workovers in our refineries, and we managed to increase the basket of our products as well. Probably it's one of the reasons we achieved this EBITDA and this net profit, which was reported in our press release. We moved some sales from Russia to exports. It was more cost efficient in the third quarter. But that's an exercise we are doing on a monthly basis, taking into account all economic conditions in particular month. We are optimizing our business plan, and we are changing it in real time. We started to sell only Euro 5 gasoline and diesel fuel through our own retail network. Plus, we are selling some of this fuel to other customers, and it increased our EBITDA as well. I believe financial results for third quarter are quite good, but again, I stress it's in line of what we internally in the company were expecting. We've just done our job and done it in accordance with the business. We paid the dividends to the shareholders. During the third quarter, we fulfilled all our obligations, and what is really important, we finished the so-called project of single share, which means that minorities of our daughter companies were able to swap their shares in these companies to the shares of Bashneft or to get money for them in accordance with the market valuation which was established by independent service providers in these spheres. We sold to AFK Sistema some of the treasury stock of refineries in the third quarter, and there was another sale. It happened in fourth quarter. It's not a subject of this particular report, but for your knowledge, we sold some of the treasury stock of Bashneft preferred shares to Sistema as well, at market price again. One really important thing, we are finalizing restructuring of our services. As you know, they used to be integral part of Bashneft, but legally most of them were in the ownership of physical persons. Right now we are finalizing our restructuring, and all these services will be 100% owned by Bashneft and a special company which is called Bashneft Service Assets was established in order to have holding to hold all the shares of all these companies. After that, the general idea is to move services to outsourcing. It can be done in different ways. It can be done like a sale of the whole holding to one of potential strategic investors. Another way is to sell services in parts, and this option is also being considered. In fact, that's all that I wanted to mention from major events, and I will be happy to answer all your questions, any of your questions, and my colleagues will do the same. Please go ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from Alexander Korniev of Prosperity Capital. Please ask your question.
Yes, hello. I have a several questions. Well, first one is on excise taxes. Looking at your excise taxes, they grew about 17% quarter on quarter to 319 million ton. But looking at gasoline and diesel sales, it grew 33% domestically quarter on quarter. In addition, there was, I understand, excise tax increase, which added, I guess, about 4% to that. So the question is, how did you manage to get only 17% increase in excise taxes? Second question is, you showed 5.6% loss in refining, meaning how much product came out of the refineries, VS, how much crude went in. And typically you post about 9%, so it looks quite low. And I was wondering if there is any inventory release or anything like that from refineries in this quarter. And then a third question is, since you started to increased exports of crude, maybe you can highlight how you changed your purchases of condensate and Siberian crude for your refineries. And last point, that's related to the services that you just mentioned. You said they're owned by physical persons. You are planning to put it first on Bashneft and then sell it to strategic investors. So I was wondering why Bashneft should act as an intermediary in this particular transaction. Thank you.
Please go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have switched speakerphone and I was talking already for some time. Alexander, thank you very much for your questions. I'll respond to the question about services for clarity. The services, the service companies formerly belong to physical persons, but all different were always belonging to Bashneft. Bashneft is not serving as intermediary. Bashneft is just creating a proper transparent structure which can be used for outsourcing, for selling this structure to strategic investors, either as a whole or in parts. Otherwise, it would have been impossible to do it. I would like just to mention that despite the fact that legally those services used to belong to physical persons, all employees of these companies always were sure that they were employees of Bashneft, and those services were fully dependent on Bashneft. What we're doing right now is just preparing a proper structure with clear ownership and very transparent ownership, which can be sold to one or another entity, nothing else. As to the supply of crude to our refineries, I believe it was a question. Is it right? We have several contracts with major companies. The contracts have a formula price which is linked to export netbacks in each particular month. So there is no change over here. We have contracts with several companies, and in fact, the scope of the contracts is higher than what we really need, so we're choosing on a monthly basis from which companies and which amounts we're buying. As to other two questions about excise and refineries, Alexey Kurich will respond to these questions.
Well, the answer to the first question would be we have basically two major factors that moved excise duties almost to half of what it should have been in terms of the market tax. Then the movement basically from the domestic market to orientation to the export has moved it, and the second factor is as Mr. Korsik mentioned right at the beginning, we moved more towards Euro 5, hence we got an extra economy on the duties. In terms of the second question on the fuel, then you're absolutely right in terms of what's the major effect. It's actually the inventory release of about $30 million that actually moved the fuel to an extraordinary 5.4, I guess, percent instead of the 9.1, 9.2, as you. Thank you.
Just a clarifying small question. What is the percentage of gasoline that is produced is Euro 5 at the Bashkortostan refineries?
Please go ahead.
Well, in reality, I mean, if in terms of the, let's put it that way, if we had a fair and favorable macroeconomic situation in terms of the tariffs and duties, then we would produce to its maximum, which is, you know, almost 100%. In terms of what we've produced in last quarter, then that's about 500,000 tons of product.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Anton Fedotov of Bank of America. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon. This is Anton Fedotov from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Thank you very much for the presentation. I have a few questions. First of all, what is the approximate timeline for the sale of the drilling services? The second question is, your light product yield has gone up quite significantly in the third quarter versus second quarter. Is it sustainable, and what is the target light product yield for your downstream? And the third question is, what's the exact stake of Sistema right now after the transfer to the single share of all the refineries? Thank you.
Anton, about the sale of the drilling company, we do not have a very precise timeline because the sale of a drilling company is a very crucial issue for any oil company. We cannot afford to sell the drilling services to somebody and then not to have anybody supplying these services of the right quality and at the right price. So in any case, if somebody is going to buy the drilling services, they would request to have a long-term contract with a certain formula price. And we are not in a hurry. We'll do it in the best way for Bashneft. We'll ensure that we'll be able to have services of the right quality and at the right price, and only after that the sale would occur. We have no exact timeline. I hope we'll be able to do it within 1 year, but again, we are not in a hurry. I wouldn't say that we're happy about having services inside the company, but we're quite happy about the value for money ratio of our drilling services for the time being. So we're not in a hurry, but the ultimate aim is to put drilling on the basis of outsourcing. But we need to open the market first.
Your next question comes from Timur Salikov of Morgan Stanley. Please ask your question.
Sorry. Laura, sorry. We haven't answered all the questions of the previous speaker.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Well, the question was in terms of the portion of the light products, then in general, we estimate that the kind of the average or weighted average light product production for Bashneft should be somewhere around 60%. As you know, we do have a few extraordinary repairments at the Ufa refinery in Q2. The repairments were finished, and hence you see the results, certainly much better results than in Q3 2012. So the answer, to answer your question, it's about 60% of the total production. And just a quick addition to what Mr. Korsik said in terms of the a possible sale, timeline for sale of a drilling asset, then it's not the ultimate goal. What we do right now, we even look at the program, and we did already designed and approved the program of modernization of the current park. So it's really the matter of making sure we have a right a great quality for a good price, rather than realizing, you know, some or all of the service assets that we have in the portfolio. Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, there was another question about the shareholding of Sistema in Bashneft. I believe it wouldn't be very polite for me to answer this question before Sistema makes their report about third quarter and it's forthcoming. You know the numbers from website of both Bashneft and Sistema. What is related to Bashneft, I have already mentioned. There were two purchases of shares from Bashneft by Sistema. There were treasury shares of refineries third quarter and treasury shares of Bashneft this quarter. But again, the second part is not subject of this particular report. Thank you.
Your next question comes from Timur Salikov of Morgan Stanley. Please ask your question.
Hello there. My first question is on excise taxes. What's the timeline for full transition to Euro 5? And what's the bottleneck to finalize it earlier to fully take advantage of the excise tax rate differences? The second question is on Sistema's recent intentions to acquire Argus Group. So I was just wondering if there is any way you guys could provide an indication of any potential synergies for Bashneft here. And lastly, any update on further group restructuring, that is elimination of Sistema and Sistema Invest cross-holding? If you could just comment on that, that'd be great.
I think I'll answer these questions. First of all, about Euro 4, Euro 5 and excise tax. Every month we are doing our planning of what we should produce. We are looking for the most expensive basket of oil products, taking into account who we can sell to. If we sell Euro 5 at the price of Euro 3, it doesn't make sense to produce Euro 5. So we are producing exactly the amount of Euro 5 we need in each particular month. It's our logic, it's our behavior for the time being. We can produce almost 100% even now, and after finalizing all the modernization projects we're making in refineries, we'll be able to produce exactly 100% of everything, and exactly in line with the timescale which was stipulated by the government. Second question was about Argus. About Argus. Argus is a very interesting independent company with its own business in Western Europe, and Bashneft, of course, participated in evaluation of this company on behalf of Sistema because Bashneft has necessary qualifications. As to potential synergies and the role of Bashneft in relationship with Argus. First of all, the principle which was clearly established in Bashneft that any transactions with entities of the group are at arm's length basis. So if we sell something to Argus, it will be at market price. And the synergies are that we can move our sales, export sales, from FOB basis to CIF basis, and moving it to CIF basis, we'll be able to cut our costs on freight. Well, it's one of the major directions where we can earn some money. And the last, the restructuring of the group, second stage. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just finished the first stage, which really is much more complicated, was much more complicated than it can be expected to be from looking at it from the outside. Except for the simple issue of make a market valuation of the shares and to make everything fair for all shareholders, majority shareholders and minority shareholders, there are thousands of small technical issues which were related to different kinds of licenses, to dangerous objects which are being used in refining, etc., etc. And all these issues were consuming a lot of time, a lot of effort, and it would have been next to impossible to think seriously or to think in detail about the second stage of restructuring. We're aware that cross-holding, which is related to Sistema Invest, doesn't look good in the eyes of investors because investors would have preferred a very simple and transparent structure. We're aware of that. And right now, our people, our corporate people, are engaged in the real process of preparing the second stage of restructuring. It will take some time. it will take some time in order to find a solution which would be satisfactory to all the shareholders, all stakeholders in Bashneft and the subsidiaries, and to make it cost efficient from different points of view, including additional taxation which can arise through this procedure. So it's a second stage. We are preparing for this stage. It will take some time to prepare a very detailed plan. It's not an easy task. If you would like to add something, I think that's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Your next question comes from Andrei Gromagin of JPM. Please ask your question.
Hello, I have just three questions. First one, could you please clarify how many common shares and preferred shares Bashneft purchased as a part of buyback? And if possible, could you give just exact numbers? I haven't seen them in any disclosure. And how many of these shares were sold to Sistema, if possible? And any reason for that? And second question about Repsidytova. Based on presentation, the development seems to be to accelerate, and you started building infrastructure, some treatment facilities, etc. Could you please update probably on estimated production peak, year of achieving that, and cumulative capex by that time? And the third question, probably you already answered it, just probably a follow-up. You just finished transferring to a single share with refineries, and in interview to Interfax, Mr. Felix Yevtushenkov, who is chairman of Bashneft, stressed that the company should be ready for SPO by the end of 2013. Is it a real target for the management of Bashneft? Thank you.
Mr. Lizanovsky, I'll start with the last two questions about an IPO. The company can be technically ready for the end of next year, but no decision about IPO was yet taken, neither about making an IPO or about the time schedule for an IPO. Will make a decision in the course of time. As to Treps and Titov, we're starting production next year. In the second half of next year, the target is to start production in the fourth quarter. We'll produce something in the vicinity of 300,000 tons in accordance with our current estimates. As to capex, capex will grow next year in comparison to this year. Then it will grow again. After the pilot stage of drilling, it will go down slightly. After that, there will be a major part of the drilling. It will increase again, and after that, it will go down on year-to-year basis. As to the peak production, for the time being, existing field development plan presumes that we'll have a peak at 4.8 billion tons, but it's not a number which should be fixed forever. With every bit of information we're getting from testing exploration wells and from drilling exploration wells, we're adjusting our field development plan. And after the pilot stage of development drilling is finalized and we see how the wells perform, we'll probably make other adjustments. Hopefully it will be for the increased peak, but we're quite conservative in our estimates as of now, and we're taking into account the geology of the fields and all other issues surrounding the fields. We don't want to make any mistakes, so we're quite cautious, very attentive to the smallest details in field development.
Thank you. So it's at the end of September, our subsidiary sold to Sistema a small stake of our treasury shares. It was about 0.6%. And as you know, we released details of this deal at October. And at the beginning of November, we sold to Sistema 0.94%. And now the whole stake of our treasury shares is about 3.65%. And due to the Russian legislation, we have an opportunity to hold this stake till the end of July 2013. So that's all.
And 365, that's common shares or that's common plus prefs or just a bit of a breakdown?
About 50-50, I have no exact figures under my in front of me.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from Ildar Kajiev of HSBC. Please ask your question.
Hello, I have one question, please. Could you please disclose the structure of your short-term financial investments as of end of September? Thank you.
About 95% of what you see as a short-term investment is the bank deposits that were accumulated over the last 9 months.
So there is no like investments in subsidiaries or loans granted to other companies, nothing
no.
in this number?
No.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Yakia Azashikov of Goldman Sachs. Please ask your question.
Hello, this is Gaidar Momedov from Goldman Sachs. I have one question about Trefs and Titov. In your presentation, there is a mention that there is a plan to drill 10 wells in 10 development wells in 2013. I was wondering what is the if you can disclose or to the extent you can disclose what is the price of drilling one well at Trefs and Titov field, and in terms of your contracting with Gazprom Burenia. Do you think that Gazprom Burenia will be sustainable drilling services provider over the course of the development of the field, or there will be more tenders coming in future?
I believe we shouldn't disclose information about the price of each well for commercial reasons. Plus, there are wells of different constructions, different construction, and they differ in prices. As to Gazprom Burenia, we had a tender. It's a usual procedure for Bashnet. We had a tender. There were several participants, and Bashnet Burenia came as a company with a sufficient quality and the best price. We are quite happy about choosing Gazprom Burenia because they have new, brand new rigs. They have very experienced crews, and they won the tender. As to whether they will get further contracts for further drilling, it's again an issue. It depends on how they are going to perform drilling these first wells. Second issue, it's an issue of the price. We'll have a tender for the next stage of drilling later on through the next year. But for the time being, we are quite satisfied that we have chosen Gazprom Burenia. As to the future, it remains to be seen. Anybody of sufficient quality, I stress quality, first of all, the prices are secondary, we need the quality. Any company of sufficient quality is mostly welcome to participate in the tender. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And if I just may, if I may follow up, do you have any rough estimate of how many days you need to drill one development well, the standard development well for Trefs and Titov, or not at this stage?
Well, I'm sorry, we do not have anybody from upstream here around this table, but Marshall Radin will come back to you and give you an approximate the time scale of drilling one well. But of course,
sure.
We should take into account that there should be a learning curve of any company which starts drilling in a quite complicated area like Tennis Autonomous Region. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Your next question comes from Alex Fack of Sberbank. Please ask your question.
Hey guys, just a couple of very quick questions. The first one is about your debt pile and your cash pile. You've been holding your debt, gross debt, at about $4 billion for the last 2 years. And you're also piling up cash about, well, almost $3 billion as of the end of the third quarter, if you include short-term investments. Now, you told us about a month ago that you're not planning any major acquisitions, so I was just wondering why all this debt, you know, that you're paying money to hold on to. Is this just for Trefs and Titov, or are you in fact planning a major acquisition somewhere down the line? And my second question is actually about Shebzintitov. You know, we've had several disappointing experiences in the Timana-Pechora region over the past 3 or 4 years. You know, I could go on and on, but I think the most famous one is South Vilchuya, where your partner Lukoil was involved. And it turns out that the geology in that region is very poor, and no one seems to have been able to crack the geology. So I was just wondering, you know, you're going to go ahead and invest $4 to $5 billion in that project. What makes you so confident that you're going to succeed?
Well, Alex, it's a very difficult question because you're asking me to comment on the activities of our partners in our business, I mean, Lukoil and Alliance. We prefer to think only about ourselves. We're taking into account all the experience which other companies got in that region, of course, but each particular field is different in this region. And a lot depends on the quality of the geologists. I believe we have superb quality of the geologists, and it makes me sure that we'll be able to succeed with our development. We're very cautious in what we're doing in Trebzintitov. We're very cautious in our seismic work. We request a very high quality of seismic from our service providers. Sometimes they are unhappy about that. We're very careful about hydrodynamic modeling. We're very careful about lots of things, and we're not going to make any bold moves in Trebzintitov. That's why we are doing it in stages. We're starting drilling a certain amount of wells next year, but major field development drilling will start later on. I do not see any reasons why we should not succeed. As to debt and cash and the money we have in deposits, there are always opportunities of mergers and acquisitions. Probably you know, I'm sure you know that three auctions were announced by the government recently, and if we hadn't had this cash, it would have been quite problematic to get this amount of money on a very short notice. So we're quite happy about having this cash, plus we're not putting it into deposits free of charge. We're getting some money back. So on balance, we need this cash. Whether we're going to participate in the auctions or not, it depends. Final decision has not yet been taken. Our approach is quite simple. If our DCF valuation of the fields is higher than the minimal payment we should make to participate in the auctions, we'll participate. If not, we're not going to do it. And in any case, we're not going to pay more than our DCF valuation. But in order to have a chance to participate, we need some cash, or we need to know where we can get this cash. In this particular case, I asked Alexei Kurich a couple of weeks ago whether he would be able to accumulate necessary amounts of money, for example, if we participate in all three, and the answer was yes. So I am quite happy about our financial planning in this respect. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Your next question comes from Gregory Berg of Invest Cafe Independent Research. Please ask your question.
Hello, thank you very much for the presentation. I have a few questions. The first one relates to the capital expenditures profile that is specific to Trebzintitov project. Also, what is the progress of discussions regarding the possibility of using swap contracts that would allow you to export the Trebzintitov oil, and are you still expecting that you'd be able to export the oil in full using Lukoil's infrastructure? Second question is, could you please provide some insight into the company's plans to develop the and start the production in the new fields purchased in October last year and the start of this year in Nenets autonomous region? And finally, could you please elaborate on the nature of Bashneft's business relationship with Rusneft? For example, how much oil is purchased from Rusneft and perhaps any other commercial connection to the company? Thank you.
Please go ahead.
Grigory, sorry, I have forgotten to switch on speakerphone. Question number one about exports of crude from Trepson Titov. We're intending to export 100% of crude using Barangay terminal and Belokaminka tanker, the export route which was part of the deal with Lukoil. As to the fields which were acquired in October last year and in the beginning of this year in Nenets region, which are for exploration, we're starting 3D seismic this year for some of the fields. If everything goes in line with the forecast of our geologists, the production there can start in 2018. As to Rusneft, we have, arm's length relationship with Rusneft, despite the fact that Sistema is the shareholder of both Bashneft and Rusneft, not despite the fact, but due to the fact. And for the time being, we're purchasing some crude from Rusneft. The limit is up to 100,000 tons per month, and it is done on spot basis using a certain formula of price. Sometimes it's a little bit less, sometimes it's in the vicinity of 100,000 tons, but it's purely market relationship with Rusneft. Thank you.
I didn't hear quite clearly the date of expected production start in the Nenets Autonomous Region fields.
If everything goes in line with our expectations, not our expectations of our geologists, of course, they are our expectations as well, first production can start in 2018.
Okay, thank you very much.
Your next question comes from Ivan Klomashin of Gazprom Bank. Please ask your question.
Yes, hello, good evening. Congratulations with very good results. And I have two questions, if I may. The first question is about dividends. Currently, the payment of interim dividends becomes increasingly popular among oil companies. My question is whether you still consider an option to return to the payment of interest dividends, for interim dividends this year or even maybe next year. And the second question is, do you have maybe an update about CAPEX plan for 2013 or maybe medium term, some update on CAPEX? Thank you.
About dividends, dividends are always the decision of the shareholder, and no decision was yet made how much and when they should be paid. The dividend plan of the company was not yet approved by the board of directors. We'll have it approved by the end of December. As to the amount of dividends, I think something similar to what we were paying before can be expected. Again, if we do not make any major acquisitions in this case. As to the CAPEX of the company, it will grow next year in comparison to to this year, but it wouldn't be a dramatic growth. I believe that your question is whether the company is able to have this amount of CAPEX and at the same time to maintain the same amount of dividends. Well, cash flows of the company are quite healthy. We can afford enough money for CAPEX. For our work program, we can afford enough money for dividends as well. And we'll have a comfortable debt EBITDA ratio with all these expenditures. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Ildar Kaziev of HSBC. Please ask your question.
Hello again. One short question on short financial investments again. What is your current stake in Bashkirenergo? Maybe I have missed it, but it used to be a large portion of this line item as of end of last year. Thank you.
The current share is half of the share of our share in System Invest.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. The next question comes from Genagy Sukhanov of BNP Paribas. Please ask your question.
Hello, everyone. Thank you very much for a very good presentation. I have a very small question regarding income from associates. Last year, you printed a 75 million net income from associates. This year, you're running 41 million of loss. Can you explain what this is coming from? Do I understand it correctly that last year this was the result of Belkom Neft group of companies, and this year I do not understand where this is coming from.
Basically, there's one, in a way, positive factor, and one negative that killed all the positive stuff that we've created. Basically, we have Belkom Neft in as a minority plus 1.5 billion rubles as of the 9 months of 2012, and we have all of the TREPs in Titov standing with the minus there. So obviously in our share of JV 75%. So basically it's really TREPs in Titov that did the job in 2012, which wasn't there back in 2011.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. That's star 1 if you wish to ask a question. The next question comes from Alex Fack of Sberbank. Please ask your question.
Hi, guys. Yeah, just a very quick follow-up question. How do you account for your stake in Sistema Invest in the balance sheet right now? And is that going to change at the end of the fourth quarter, that is after the restructuring? Thanks.
We consolidated on an equity basis, so basically proportional of our share in Sistema Invest.
Okay, but is there a line in the balance sheet, for instance, that lists where that is included? For instance, Sistema Invest stake in your own shares. Does that come through somewhere?
It's no such one line that can be attributed to Sistema Invest. It's obviously, it's consolidated in different lines, and you can use the annual financial statement note, which has a much better, much clearer description in terms of how we consolidated and which lines actually used.
Okay, and that is not going to change after the restructuring.
It depends on the restructuring. It's definitely not going to change before the restructuring.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. That's star 1 if you wish to ask a question. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your participation and for taking interest in Bashneft. Hopefully you are going to be satisfied with the results of the company, not only now, but in the forthcoming future. I wish you all the best, and we'll talk to each other, I think, next time in April next year, when we'll be announcing the results of year 2013. Thank you very much. 2012. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That does conclude the conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.